Talking to a pistachio nurseryman can tell you a little bit about the industry and how robust it is. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Wyatt Seaman oversees the Seaman Nurseries in Chowchilla, California.
Well, after the nursery, we get our trees in around March, and we grow them for about a year, and we ship out about anywhere from 300,000 to 500,000 trees. We have the capacity to hold about 1 million, but we get them when they're really little. We grow them up. Sometimes we'll bud them for farmers, too, so we'll have Gold Hills, Lost Hills in stock with the Randy and the Peters, the Famoso.
And those are the different varieties that are grafted to rootstocks. And then Seaman provides a service to the growers who purchase the trees.
And once we ship them out to the farmers, we'll keep our eye on it. We'll send out recommendations, you know, and go and check the fields and rinse and repeat, pretty much in a nutshell.
Wyatt talks about his dad, Bill Seaman, who goes way back in the pistachio industry. In fact, he was one of the earlier pioneers in the grafting of many early pistachio orchards.
Yeah, with Corky Anderson, he was back with second generation, I would say. And he's been out there every day. It's not like work for him, passion.
And Seaman talks about some of his neighbors, how they're doing this year.
Well, on the west side, they're really, really heavy soil. And I think sometimes maybe a little overwatered. But overall, the growers are doing good.
That's why it's Seaman who farms pistachios as well as running a nursery. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.